Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump insists his move to ban the entry of people from seven countries is not a Muslim ban and is not about religion. He says it's about keeping America safe. Mr. Trump is limiting for 90 days issuing visas until a policy review. Reince Priebus is the White House Chief of Staff.
If you're coming in and out of one of those seven countries, by the way, identified by the Obama administration as the seven most dangerous countries in the world in regard to harboring terrorists and affirmed by Congress multiple times, then you're going to be subjected temporarily with more questioning until a better program is put in place over the next several months.
The order covers people from Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. Meantime, thousands rallied in U.S. cities and airports against Mr. Trump's travel ban. And the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Ali Larijani, spoke through an interpreter, calling the travel ban racist.
Putting Iran's name on this list on the pretext of concerns over acts of terrorism sounds more like a joke. It is not a secret that Iran stood up to terrorists on its own in recent years, and some other countries joined it later on.
U.S. federal judge issued an order Saturday barring the deportation of people detained with valid visas at U.S. airports under Mr. Trump's executive action. UN Food and Agriculture Organization warns with as little as one-fourth of the expected rainfall received, widespread drought conditions in the Horn of Africa have intensified. This leaves more than 17 million people in crisis and emergency food insecurity. This is VOA News. The head